here on a Patriots Friday. Logan, Mike, and the crew here, how are you?
Good, guys. How are you doing?
Yeah, good. Hags and Mutt in for Dale and Holly on a Football Friday. So how is Thanksgiving? We'll get that one out of the way first.
Oh, man, it was great. My wife put together a great feast, and I'm still full right now.
Best holiday out of the year for you, Logan? You just sit there, watch football, stuff your face with turkey, all that good stuff? I mean,
it's a good day. It's a day of football and a day of eating, and I enjoy both of those, so I like it.
Now, as an NFL player, do you sit there and do you watch, you know, those games yesterday, Logan? I mean, obviously they weren't competitive from a fan standpoint, but as you're watching those, do you just, you know, hang out with family or pay attention, or are those kind of on in the background as you're hanging out and enjoying Thanksgiving?
Yeah, yesterday those games were pretty boring, so they're in the background for most of the time. I'd peek at them every now and then, see what's going on, but they were such blowouts, it wasn't too entertaining.
So what are you doing to pass the day on a Thanksgiving if you're not paying attention to the football? What are you doing during the day?
Yesterday, a couple of the guys came over, and we built a fire outside. We deep-fried a turkey out there, and we just kind of hung out, played outside with the kids a little bit.
You deep-fried a turkey?
We did the same thing at my uncle's house. It's awesome. It tastes so much better than a regular turkey.
Yeah, wow. Well, we did both of them this year, so we had one of each. Turned out pretty good.
Wow, so you got to get back to practice, though, and you probably get walkthroughs for a Steelers game. You just have a lot of you and your offensive line brethren still full from yesterday.
Oh, yeah, everyone's kind of moving around pretty slow right now. We're going to go practice, and I'm sure Bill's going to try to run that turkey off of us.
When you look at the Steelers coming up this weekend, Logan, it's one of these teams that, you know, there seems to be a buzz about when the Patriots play the Steelers. There's a rivalry going back really to 2001. As a player, do you feel, you know, these games differently when you're taking on a team like the Steelers, who the Patriots have had a pretty good rivalry with here the last couple of years?
Yeah, I think a lot of it comes down to is they're a physical team. They play physical. They get people's faces and hit people, and that's the same way we play. So when two teams match up like that, you're going to have a lot of tension and people really going after each other out there. And they're a good defense with a lot of good players. So it's going to be a good game.
Logan, what do you have to do? Obviously, they're an aggressive defense. They like to, you know, blitz, pass rush, get a lot of pressure on. What do you guys have to do to kind of offset that and really balance that off?
Well, we got to run the ball. You got to run the ball every game. And you got to give the quarterback time. And when you play Pittsburgh, you got to be able to read blitzes and get in the right spot to pick up the pressure. And that's what they thrive on. Offensive lines just making mistakes, and they've taken advantage of it all year.
Logan, what is it they do as a blitzing defense that makes those offensive lines make mistakes? Is it the different looks they give you? Is it different personnel packages? What leads them to be so successful blitzing the way they have this year?
A lot of it's different looks. They come from different places. They come from the edge, up the middle. They'll overload one side or the other. And they got the players to do it, too. They have, like, Polamalu and Harrison and those guys. They're fast, and they know what they're doing and how they want to do it, and they do a great job of it.
Logan, just dealing with that pressure and knowing that there might be moments where he's going to be dealing with pressure, I mean, how much more comfortable do you see Matt Cassel now in that pocket as he's come along this season, just dealing with the pressure, sidestepping it, you know, checking down, doing all the things that a guy, once he gets comfortable in the pocket, is able to do?
Yeah, he's doing a great job. You just see a huge improvement from the first week till now, and he's sidestepping a lot of stuff. He's taking off when he needs to take off, and a lot of times he'll just stand there and make the throw and take the hit.
Do you get the feeling in you're protecting Matt Cassel and seeing him practice every day, Logan, that, you know, maybe early on, and I've heard him say this with the guys here in the morning, you know, maybe he was, you know, tucking in and running a little bit early and not letting the play develop. It seems like recently he has stayed in, like you said, and made big throws. Is there an adjustment period where, you know, you sort of learn your quarterback and Matt Cassel gets used to the protection that his offensive line is giving him week in and week out?
Yeah, I'm sure it all comes down to just experience, getting the reps, and he's had quite a few reps now, so he feels more comfortable in there, and he's reading stuff better and faster, and he's only going to continue to get better at it.
The way that Matt Cassel is viewed, I think, by people on the outside, the media, the fans, just everybody in New England, has obviously dramatically changed, you know, from week one, week two until right now. Has the view of him changed at all by the guys in the locker room just watching what he's done the last few weeks? Do you guys look at him any differently?
No, we still think of Matt as the same guy, but I think we look at him differently as a player because before we didn't know really what he could do in game situations. We'd never seen him in a live game, and now that we have, we know he's a player, and we really see what the coaches and the guys around here believed in that Matt could do, and he's proven that everyone was right about him.
Has this surprised you at all? I mean, you know, he's obviously he had weeks where he was really showing improvement, and then all of a sudden, you know, the last 2 weeks he's throwing for 400 yards. He's doing some amazing things that nobody in that team has ever done before. I mean, has any of this or has a lot of this kind of surprised you along the way?
No, not really. We know he has a lot of talent, and he's being put in the situation to do good, and he's taking full advantage of it. He's making great throws, great runs, and he's just he's leading this offense right now, and he's doing a great job. He's doing everything that's asked of him, and we couldn't be any happier with him.
Do you guys have to do anything to keep him humble? Is the head getting any bigger after all these great games? Do you guys have to bring him down to earth at all, or has he been pretty good about it?
He's been pretty humble, but he knows if he starts getting a big head, we'll have to knock him down a notch or two.
Well, speaking of knocking people around, it was a pretty physical game last week against the Dolphins, and obviously Matt was a big part of that offensively late in that game. You know, there was a little bit of tension between these two teams, and your teammate Matt Light got in a little bit with Channing Crowder of the Dolphins. Did you feel it building, Logan, to a point where it was going to boil over there late in a very physical AFC East divisional game?
Oh, yeah. You could feel the tension out there. I didn't think it would go to that level, but, hey, you never know what's going to happen. We don't want that to happen, but it happened, and we stand behind Matt on what he did. So hopefully next time he won't throw any punches and get ejected because we need him in there. He's a good player, and we need him. So hopefully next time we could do it a little more discreetly.
Instead of national TV pulling the helmet off and throwing some close fist punches, Matt and Logan. You work with these guys. You guys are a very tight-knit group. Have you seen that side of Matt Light before where he gets, you know, that aggression goes through him and we see that just, you know, burst of anger towards an opponent like that?
Yeah, no, Matt, he's usually one of the best guys at keeping his cool and not losing it. But I guess everyone's got a breaking point, and maybe that was his day to go past the breaking point, and he did a good job of it.
And that's the question. What did Crowder do to push Matt to that breaking point?
I don't know, but I got to go to practice, guys, so I'll have to talk to you later.
Logan, certainly appreciate it. Best of luck
right,
on
guys.
Sunday.
Work off that turkey, Logan.